we offer a warm welcome to each of you from Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
This is All Saints Sunday. I would like to talk to you today about biblical thoughts regarding life after death. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, while we thank you for the blessings that are found in this life, and all of the good things that you have so graciously done for us while we are here, we pray, O God, that we may have a better understanding of what life is like after death, that we may realize that while this is a blessed existence here, it cannot compare with what that day will be like when we are a part of the mighty host arrayed in white. Speak to us through your word this day. Bring us peace and comfort from your word. All this we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Dear to our God in immortal praise, mercy and truth are all his ways. Wonders of grace to whom God belong, repeat his verses in your song. Give to the Lord a
One of the great hymns of Christendom depicting our heavenly home is the Danish song, Behold a Host, Arrayed in White. After I read the scriptures, I would like to play this hymn for you as it is sung by the Dana College Choir. Unfortunately, it is done in the Danish language, and I'm sure that most of you are not acquainted with Danish, so let me read the words of this first stanza. Who is this host arrayed in white, like thousand snow-clad mountain bright, that stand with palms and sing its psalms before the throne of light? These are the saints who kept God's word. They are the honored of the Lord. He is their prince who drowned their sins, so they were cleansed, restored. They now serve God both day and night. They sing their song in endless light. Their anthems ring when they all sing with angels shining bright. Now listen to the word of God as it is recorded in the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation. And the elders said, These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes, and they have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Here ends the reading of this portion of God's Word. Later on in the program, we will sing another great hymn depicting the heavenly home. That is perhaps better known to many of you. It's entitled, In the Sweet By and By. Friends in Christ, there's been a funeral in this family, and a little girl is somewhat disturbed. She's only 5 years old. One night she cuddles up in her mother's arms, and she asks a question. Mom, where's Grandma? And the mother looks into that little face and says, "Grandma's in heaven." Is this just another fairy tale that will comfort the child? Or is there some basis for this mother's answer? The Bible has an answer. And the answer is that those who die trusting in Jesus Christ are a part of the heavenly host. So on this Sunday, often referred to in the church as All Saints Sunday, I'd like to share with you a few thoughts about what the Bible says concerning life after death. I turn with you to the 7th chapter of the book of Revelation. And John here is on the island of Patmos when one of the elders asks the question, "Who are all of these people?" For he's able to see a mighty host, and they're standing before the throne. The answer comes back, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation." In other words, if you could turn to other parts of Revelation, you would find that they have come from every tribe, from every nation. They're all races. They're all from different social strata. But they have come out of the great tribulation. In other words, here, heaven is described as the greatest place, but the planet Earth is a place where there could be some very, very difficult times. And then he goes on to say they have washed their robes and they have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They have not come here to the heavenly throne on their own works. They have come here by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter who they are, for in that host you will find St. Paul, one who not only trusted in Jesus Christ, but one who gave his life in order that the gospel of Jesus Christ might be proclaimed on this earth. But it could well be that standing beside him was the robber on the cross. You remember before Jesus died, he said to that person on his one side, "Today you will be with me in the kingdom of heaven," or "Today you will be with me in paradise." He was a part of the heavenly host. They are all saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And here then is a great promise that has been given. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. In other words, what is being told to us here about life after death is that when we get into the heavenly home, there will be no more suffering. Who are some of these people? We can sort some of them out on the basis of what God has given to us in his word. Just a few from the Bible, a couple from the Old Testament, and we go back to Abraham. Abraham, who was the father of Israel. Abraham, whom God established a covenant with and said, "Out of you I will raise up one, and you will be blessed to be a blessing." So Israel was born, and the results were that soon one day a Savior would come. And later on, there was one by the name of David, whom God described as a man of his own heart. Oh, he was a wretched sinner at times and had to be forgiven. He had to rely on the grace of God, but he was the one from whom Jesus came in the flesh. And then let's go to a couple in the New Testament, and we have to go to Peter. That Peter who was always a spokesman, that Peter who said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." That Peter who so often would sin, but that Peter whom God forgave and sent on to tell the story of Jesus, and that Peter who died for the cause of Christ. And then there's John, the beloved, the one who happened to write our text today, sitting on an island, Patmos, exiled there because of the faith that he had in his heart for the Lord Jesus, and has left us with that blessed gospel, three letters in the book of Revelation, to tell us as vividly as he could about God's love for this old world. And let's jump out of the Bible and into history. And here we come to that great person by the name of Augustine. For so many years, a complete unbeliever, but he had a believing mother. Her name was Monica, and she prayed daily. And then his conversion came. And the result was that he became one of the great fathers of the church. Probably none any greater since St. Paul than Augustine. Then came that man you hear very little about. His name was John Huss. John Huss was burned at the stake. He looked at the church and he studied the word and he said, there's a departure from it. And when he began to proclaim that departure, they said, yes, the church said, John Huss must go. And he was burned at the stake. And then years later, there came that other man, Martin Luther. Some of you had just seen the moving picture of his life. Luther, who again saw that the scriptures had been forsaken, they had been departed from. And so he is used by God to bring the church back to that great message that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And that all believers in Jesus Christ are priests, standing before God with one Lord, one faith, one mediator to plead the cause. And there they are, Augustine, John Huss, Martin Luther, in that crowd. Could tap him on the shoulder and say, may I talk with you? And then we can go into modern history. And I think of that great warrior of the faith, the person who did so much for America, Dwight L. Moody. Moody, who stood there in Chicago and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, who left behind the Moody Bible Institute, whose message has touched the souls of so many people. Dwight L. Moody's there. And then we go to Walter Meyer. I remember him as a little boy. I can hear him now saying, bringing Christ to the nation, the Lutheran hour. And he preached, and he traveled from coast to coast, and he taught theology at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Missouri. What a blessing he was. And then quickly he was taken, as I understand it, by a heart attack. How we should have had him more years, we thought. Walter Meyer is among that host. And this person, I don't imagine hardly any of you will remember, but I'll never forget him. He was my theological professor. He was the one with all of his degrees and all of his intellect who would stand before the men in that seminary class and cry out, men, hold up Jesus Christ. There is nothing else for us to preach in our church. And out of it came a strong evangelism movement in our denomination. George Oss is there. He was just a little guy. You might have trouble finding him, but he's a part of the mighty host. And then there are those personal saints, those that you and I know, who have meant so much to us. They are our grandmas and our grandpas. Those who have died trusting in Jesus. Not a lot of sentimentality now, as sometimes we get at funerals where everybody goes to heaven. That's not what I'm talking about today. Those who are in heaven are those who have left this earth knowing Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Some of those old saints had tough times. Life wasn't easy for them. There were aches and pains and no medicine to help out. Little surgery, little to make life easier. Transportation was not good. Communication was bad. But they were here in the United States of America under God. They had come here, most of them, from Europe. And when they got here and settled, the first thing that they wanted was their church. And here you see spotted around our nation these little white churches where they gathered on Sunday morning and heard the word of God. These are a part of that mighty host who wanted better lives for their children. They taught in order that the child could learn. And when he learned, there would be a better day. This is the mighty host arrayed in white. They are the ones who studied the scriptures and made it powerfully clear that the Christians were lights of the world and salt of the earth. They did not permit culture to determine for them the right and the wrong of life. They were the ones who told culture what the absolutes of life were based on. They were the ones who gathered their families on a Sunday morning and brought them to the worship. They prayed, they listened, and they went to communion. They were not perfect people, and they were often guilty of hurting others, but they knew what it was to repent, to apologize, and to ask for forgiveness. May I say, my friend, that it is time that we learn from them. Let's not become so arrogant that we believe there is nothing more to learn from the saints. Those who have gone on before us, or those even who might still be here but are anticipating their departure to the heavenly mansions relatively soon. Don't forget, Paul's 13th chapter of Corinthians is still the masterpiece of love. Don't forget that Luther is still our model in showing us that the church is always in need of reformation. For humanity who makes up the church often corrupts it. Let's not forget that Billy Graham can still demonstrate what evangelism is all about. That F. Mealyus Christiansen's beautiful Savior should always have a great place in the music of the church. And that Mother Teresa can give us fresh insights into what it is to serve the hurting. This is All Saints Sunday. Oh, how we need the message of this Sunday. For when we see the superficiality of the earthly crowd, our eyes are lifted to the heavenly host and realize that as believers in Christ, there they stand, and realize in an even greater way that when we depart this world, if we depart trusting in the Savior, there we too shall stand to live with him forever and ever. Amen.
Bear us.
Lord Jesus, when we study the scriptures and the history books, what a heritage our church has. Grant, O God, that we may move on, empowered by the Holy Spirit to do even greater things if it be within your will. But, O Lord, in the midst of our ministry, whether we are laity or clergy, help us to find our rightful place. And then, O God, to learn from those fathers and mothers who have gone before us what it really was to trust in Jesus and to let him take us all the way. We thank you today for the lives of the saints. We thank you for what they left behind. And we pray, O God, when our eyes are closed in death, we also may contribute to the heritage we have in that one holy church. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. May God's richest blessings be with you this week. As a nonprofit ministry, we are supported by gifts from our listeners. Some of you send a gift each week, and some of you send a gift once a year. All of your gifts enable us to buy radio time on 35 stations across the nation and on the internet worldwide. We thank each of you for your generous giving. For your convenience, we are now able to take credit card donations by phone or mail. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invite you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the last 41 years.